Hey, how you doing today? I wanted to welcome you to the Nickery's Fitness Podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Trailer Park Boys Brewery. Freedom 35. Drink the dream. That's what freedom tastes like. All right, so today we are on the jump to conclusions mat for the scale. So, it's going to be another quick episode. So I just want to go over a couple things with you. If you are stepping on the scale and it wrecks your day, then don't get on it. You might not know if you're a scale stepper or not, but I'm going to tell you how. So, the first thing to figure out if you're a scale stepper or not is if the scale, the number on the scale, determines your happiness. So, you go out today, you wake up, there's a lot of things that can influence your weight. If the weight on the scale goes up and it automatically makes your day worse, then I wouldn't get on the scale if I were you. It's not a good thing for you to do, and your success should not be dependent on that number. You know, there's so many more influences, the environment, what you ate that day, if you're super hydrated or not. There's so many different things that can factor whether you lose weight or not. And the number isn't going to go down every single day. That's just the reality of it. So if your success is 100% dependent on that number on the scale, you do not need to step on the scale every day. Number two, you step on the scale, you start making drastic changes because the number went up. You do not need to get on the scale. So, what I mean by this, if you gain 2 pounds and all of a sudden you're like, shit, I'm not going to fucking eat today. I'm going to starve myself. I'm not drinking anything. And to top it all off, I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to walk for 3 hours straight. I can get that two pounds off again. If that's your philosophy and your thinking when you get on the scale, then don't step on the scale. You know, there's a ton of reasons why the scale can go up again. Last one, if you weigh yourself more than once a day, so you wake up in the morning, you take a big shit, and then you get up, you get out of bed, you know, you weigh yourself, then lunch comes around after you eat, you weigh yourself again, then dinner comes around, you weigh yourself again, and then you're like, oh my God, it's like 10 o'clock at night, and you're going out trying to run these pounds off. If you're a multiple scale stepper, don't weigh yourself every day, you know? And kind of the big thing to remember about this is that the scale is a tool, you know? Imagine if you were writing and your pen broke. And then you would just be like, you know what? I'm done. I'm not writing anything else anymore, ever again. I have 100% given up on communication, and I am just not going to talk to anybody again. Sounds pretty ridiculous, doesn't it? So, the other thing is, there's so many more factors that go into your journey of you being successful. You know, one, do you feel good? Two, are you getting compliments? I know you are. Three, you need to go out and buy a new pair of jeans because the old ones are just too big not to buy anymore right now. So look at the scale just as a tool. That is literally, that's it. And if you find yourself stepping on the scale and looking for that validation way more than you think you should be, then shoot me a message, shoot me an email, text me, comment on this podcast, and we can get together and help you work through that. But remember, it's a tool, and if you are one of those three things, you know, you're weighing yourself multiple times a day, your happiness is dictated by the number on the scale, and you start starving yourself when the number goes up, then please don't get on the scale every day. So I hope you have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon. Have fun.